Welcome to the Next Chapter podcast. Hi, and welcome to the second part of the first episode, Toxic or Just Stressful. I am your host, Monique, and I'm so excited that you are here. Welcome. I just want to start off by saying I'm really sorry. I think I've rushed through the process of launching my whole podcast, and I'm not proud of it, but I am truly sorry. I rushed through the first part of the podcast, and it's terrible. Last week was a complete, absolute horrific show for everyone in the world because of Charlie Kirk, and I wanted to record on Thursday, but I was so depressed. I don't know why. I do know why. It's because of Charlie Kirk, but I don't really think our South Africans need to be depressed because it's American law, so it's their battles. But yeah, it's still sad because you see him every day on TikTok, and now you don't see him anymore. Or you see him more now, he's just not alive. But anyway, rest in peace. And then, like, the whole weekend was, like, super busy. And on Monday, so I didn't record it last week. And on Monday, I went for an interview. And I actually recorded from the morning till, like, when I needed to go to my interview. And I have this thing where everything needs to be perfect. So I recorded till it was perfect, and then it wasn't perfect, and then I needed to leave for my interview. And yeah, everything was just a mess. And then I came back home and I started to record, and then it was like half an hour. Then we needed to leave for a family gathering, me and my boyfriend. So it was really hard. I just needed to plan better, but I am planning better now. So everything is going smoothly now. And then last week, a little bit of story time, that someone made a comment on my fashion that I posted on Instagram. And I've been a fashionista for a while now, 4 months. And I get that everybody's not going to like my fashion, and not everybody's going to like you. I do get that. But my grandma always taught me that if you don't have something good to say, just keep quiet. So it was a bad comment. And like, when someone comments on my fashion, like, it's like you take on my personality because I dress my personality. And sometimes I put on this big mask, like, around everyone. I seem like this very big, extroverted, crazy and fun girl, but that's not who I actually am. I am introvert a lot. And I'm very kind, and I'm very soft-hearted. So, yeah, if you say something bad towards me, it really gets to me. But nevertheless, I just wanted to share that. And I actually had a very convicting thing, you would say, but not actually. It's terrible. Like, I do not know why I started this podcast. I just started it. And for, like, the last couple of days, I was really down. And I was like, why did I start this podcast? And if I can't, like, I'm not living the perfect life, so I can't really tell everybody what to do with their lives. You know, like, I can't tell you to make your bed in the mornings, and it helps you, because sometimes I do not make my bed. And I think the moral of the story is that the whole goal behind the podcast is I'm not a perfect human being, and this is raw and real and vulnerable. And if you don't like it, it's fine. But I really like sharing stories and touching people. So not actually physical touching people. That's not what I wanted to say. Touching people's hearts. And I really like being vulnerable and real. And so, yes, I think to share your story raw and real and realistic and vulnerable makes you really an interesting and amazing person, because you're not putting on this mask. And for the last few days, I've really thought about it, and I'm not gonna put my mask on anymore, you know, but I'm also not gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. That's a very dangerous thing to do. So I just wanted to share that and be vulnerable and real for you and tell you what I'm struggling with. And I'm really insecure about a lot of things, but it's okay, and I'm growing from it. So I'm not staying there, and I think that's what makes it so special for me. So okay, let's get into this episode, and please bear with the audio. I promise you it's going to get better. I am going to buy a new mic, so yeah, we just have to do with this mic now. But anyway, okay, today we're turning the spotlight on something even closer to home, our relationships. I'm not talking only about love relationships, but family and friendship relationships as well. If we're honest, sometimes it's not only our job that drains us, but mostly people we surround ourselves with. And most of you reacted on my poll that I give tips and like what to do when you're in a toxic relationship. And that's what I'm going to tell you today. So I want to share a short story that about my mother and my father, because I think I have a lot of toxic family background, not so much on friendships and love. Sorry if I tumble over my words. Like, if I don't speak correctly, I fall over my words. And when I pronounce the words correctly, I sound like I come from America. Anyway, let's get into it. So I think I have a lot of mostly family, toxic family background, and not so much on love and friendships. So let's dive into family toxicity. So my mother and father got divorced when I was about 3 years old, and my mother remarried another man when I was 5 years old. My father stayed single and never remarried, but he was always with another girl. He wasn't really there in my life physically, and my mother wasn't there emotionally. So yeah, with this whole toxic family background, I stayed with my abuser for 15 years. And to go through that and not having someone like by your side really makes it hard. There was physical and emotional abuse in my house, and it wasn't nice. I always knew that I will break free, but I didn't know when. And eventually I broke free at 18 years old. I left my home. You can say I ran away from home to live with my grandma for a year and a half. And it really shaped me as a person. And if you think about it, the 15 years of trauma really shaped my mind and my behaviors. Okay, let me just define toxic and stressful again. Remember that toxic is patterns and consistent behavior of manipulation, disrespect, jealousy, or control that wears you down, not only your soul, your physical, and your mental as well. So it's constant, okay? Constant bad behavior, constant belittling you, constant gaslighting, constant manipulation. Whereas stressful, it has healthy foundations, but certain situations, arguments, or phases make it feel heavy. Okay, so when you compare that towards each other, it's totally different. It's two different things. If you feel like you've been in a relationship with either a friend, a lover, or a family member that constantly belittles you, or that's constantly belittling you, constant gaslighting you, constant manipulating you, constant disrespect, constant jealousy, and constant damage to your soul, physical, and your mental health, it is actually a problem. I want to come back to the story of my father and my mother. So after I left the house, I didn't speak to my mother for about 2 years. And my father is, but okay, my mother is fine now. I speak to her now. My father is a very toxic person. Like I said, he will be there mentally. He's there for a person, but not physical. So he wasn't there at all, like at my matric farewell. Basically every big event in my life, he wasn't there because he was figuring out himself, okay? But not making excuses, just saying that I cut my father, something like that. He's no longer visible in my life, okay? For about, let's say, I think six months, I think, 6 months now. And it was always like that. There's phases of him, and then I don't welcome him in my life anymore, and then I welcome him back into my life, and then I push him away again, and then I bring him back again. So from my side, it's also toxic because I can't make up my mind whether I want him in my life or not. But he's also toxic. He's really toxic. Anyway, and that's the whole story. Okay. So focusing on the topic that I actually want to discuss, or the headline, I heard a pastor said that you can block a person and you can push them out of your life and not worry about them anymore because they are toxic. They are harmful towards your physical, mental, and spiritual health. Okay. Which I think in a way it's true, but in a way I don't think it's 100% necessary. I think it's all about the situation and all about the person. I mean, I talk to my mother now, like I am speaking to her again. Sorry about that. I am speaking to her again, and I don't know if we have a relationship, but it's definitely not a healthy one because all the trauma and the things, you know, she did wrong or I did wrong is being pushed down. So it's there, but you just talk over it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so my father is out of my life now because he is really toxic, and he will bring his girlfriends to meet me, and then we get along and we get mixed up in his stuff that he's dealing with, and it just gets one big family toxic mess. And so I want to say that sometimes the person really needs you to show them what Jesus would do. because I don't think Jesus will write off his dad, you know, or write off someone that is sinning. So why do we write people off that sinning against us? I do think it becomes a problem when you talk to them about it and they like just walk over it, like boundaries. You set a boundary and they just walk over it. That is a big problem. That is a huge problem, because then you are not being heard and you are not being seen and they do not take you seriously. So sometimes the biggest step to take is to step back and just let them figure it out and see why they are wrong. And then maybe in the future they can come back and say they are sorry and you can continue your relationship. But I really do think that you need to give them multiple chances, because Jesus gives us multiple chances. And I don't think we have a say or a voice in, like, no, I'm going to write this person off because, you know, this and this and this. Because Jesus doesn't tell you that, okay, you sinned again today. I'm going to cut you out of my life for a second. No, he doesn't do that. So who are we to, you know, not give people chances and not forgiving them? And so I want to go over forgiveness as well, that it's really important for yourself. Because the other person is not going to think about, did this person really forgive me? He's not going to think about it. He's really not going to think about it. Or she. They are not going to think about it. You need to free yourself from the cage that they built. And you keep living in that cage that they built for you. And it's time to break out. It's time to break yourself out and free yourself from, you know, whatever it is you need to be free from, because you are keeping yourself in that cage and it's not worth it. You only live one life and it sucks to forgive and to let go, because you don't want to let go. At the end of the day, you want to keep that anger, and you want to bring them to justice at the end of the day, and it must happen now. You know, you want to see justice happen now in this instant. But I think in the Bible the Bible says that you are not the judge, and Jesus will definitely deal with them and judge them, and maybe you for not forgiving. So might as well forgive and then let them over into God's hands. And I think it's the best thing you can do, to be honest. I really talk like I forgive everyone, or I forgave everyone that hurt me, but it isn't like that. I'm still going through my healing and my forgiving journey, and it's not hard. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. But I think it will be worth it at the end. And I think to set yourself free is the most beautiful thing and the most relieving thing you can do. So yes, I think it's really pretty. And it's really beautiful for your soul to take off the baggage, you know, off your shoulders. Yeah, I really think that some people really do deserve the door shut in their face. But yeah, fortunately, we need to be an example of what Jesus was, yeah, that's the only thing we need to do. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard. I want to share another story of when I when I got my first high school real love, right? My grandma sat me down and she asked me, what's love? And I told her, like the 18-year-old me, I told her, Grandma, I know what love is. Yes, I do. It means you're caring for someone and you put yourself, well, you put them first. And yes, that's what love is. She laughed at me. And then she said that I should read her a Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8, or 4 to 7, actually. And I think most of us know what that verse in the Bible says. And it says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. So I really want to put this Bible verse on one side and then a toxic relationship on the other side. And then we see the acts of a toxic relationship is control and manipulation, gaslighting, isolation, constant criticism and put downs, jealousy and possessiveness, emotional neglect, verbal and emotional abuse, unequal effort, walking on eggshells, hot and cold behavior, dishonesty, disrespecting boundaries. So when we look at the toxic behavior, it is really in contrast to what love is. And if you do not have love, you have nothing. Because love is literally all the good things like you need in your life. You do not need someone who manipulates you. You do not need someone who constantly gaslights you. You don't. Honey, you don't. And if there's one piece of advice I can give you is that it's not your job to fix someone. It is really not your job to fix someone. You can pray for someone from a distance. You will only end up hurting yourself and others that care about you more in the process if you stay in a toxic relationship, whether it be love, family, or friendship, because everything affect your circle and yourself more. You get what I'm saying? And like I said, to stay in a toxic environment, it's really not worth it. It is not worth it. Yeah, I'm really sorry, but it is not worth it. So you can stay all you want, but just know it's going to affect you and your inner circle. You know, I really hope I reached someone today. I really do hope I spoke life into someone's life today. Because I can talk about my love relationship experience, and I can talk about my friendship relationship experiences, but it's really not worth it. Because all it is stories from different relationships. Whereas I told you that if the relationship is not 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 8, you gotta leave. You just gotta leave. Because you can't fix someone. I have tried many times fixing other persons or fixing other people, and it does not work. Like, you can't put on your Bob the Builder hat and bring your construction crew and think everything will be sunshine and rainbows. It's not going to be that easy. It's really not. You're going to hurt yourself a lot in the process. And I think from my personal experience, the thing I see the most and the thing that angers me the most is women staying in abusive relationships. I was there. I can tell you all about it. I saw my mother in multiple abusing relationships. And it's stupid. It really is. That's what it is. Honey, if you see the signs on the first date, if you see the signs in month one, you got to leave. You can find someone so much better. And I do believe that, or I do hear that the dating pool is not as great now than it was, because we sit with a bunch of men that like comes to the front, like they are this great, massive, powerful Zeus, you know, at the first date. And then 1 month, 6 months pass, and you find out this guy's a total douche, and you just wasted all that time for nothing. But you did not waste your time. You need to see the signs. And another piece of advice I would give someone in the dating pool today is that you need to see the signs for what they are. It's the first week in October that I'm talking about relationships, because it's an absolute joke. It's really, like, I have friends that's single and they tell me all about it, and it's really an absolute joke. Luckily, I found my husband, but I don't know what your lady's gonna do. We need to find godly, goal-driven, humble, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 to 8 men. We really do. Or you do. I already have my husband. But I really feel for you. And it sucks. At the end of the day, it's not the end of the world. It is not. I mean, me of all people, I found my husband at 20 and I did not know it. And I am not married, but I do know he's my husband because he's godsend. Because he is godsend. So I really know that. And if I, you know, could have found that man, then you can too. Because I was a terrible, terrible girl. I was a terrible girl, let me tell you that. And so I do believe people change, because I changed. But you are not responsible to fix someone. Just remember that and keep that in mind. Okay? Just remember that. And I just want to tell you that leaving isn't weakness. It's one of the bravest choices you can make for yourself. It doesn't ease the pain, but it creates space for healing, for sure. For sure. I think that leaving is your greatest superpower. Because as I just said, that these women in abusive relationships that chooses to stay there because multiple reasons. I've heard them all. I can't do anything else with my life. I can't leave him now. I have kids. We have kids. There is always space to leave. There is. And I do believe that you have a choice. And Jesus is not going to make it for you. You need to make it yourself. Sometimes Jesus makes choices for us to push us into a direction. But he's not going to make decisions for you to leave. He's not going to make the choice to leave. You need to make it because you are your own person. Yes, Jesus can help you through it, but he's not going to make it. He's not going to make the choice for you. So, I can't say this enough. Other people aren't your responsibility to fix. You will get someone who worships the ground you walk on. You will get someone, I promise you, for all the single ladies out there. You will get him. I promise. Maybe I don't need to make that promise. If you find hard enough, if you search through the church, you will get him. I'm just joking. Keep listening to my podcast for the next few weeks. I'm really excited for the upcoming topics. And if this episode helped you, please drop a comment so that I know you are listening and so that I know you like me. I'm just joking. I don't really care. This is definitely my goodbye, my closing argument. If this episode resonated with you, just know you're not alone. And you can DM me and share your thoughts on the comments or my DMs. Yeah, it was nice talking to you. I just want to leave you with this, that it is not your responsibility to fix someone. Okay? It is not. So please, think about it. Sleep on it. And tell me how you feel. Okay? Okay. Bye. Hi, me again. I just want to remind you that you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at The Next Chapter Pod, and I can't wait for the next episode. Your host, Monique. Bye.